I'm not sure exactly how old these ones are. They've been collected over the years. We have got an immense collection. They probably come from the old printing works. It must be close to 100 years ago. That actual Waratah one, I've only seen it on a couple of books, maybe one or two books. A lot of other sort of decorative corners and emblems are very prevalent on the collection. But the Waratah one, it could have been made just for, you know, originally a one-off special, but I haven't seen it that often. But we do have, I think, close to 50 different types of styles of lettering and well over 100 different types of, you know, different embossing tools. They can come in a single dot or something as elaborate as maybe, you know, a couple of inches square, but you need a lot of pressure. You can imagine when you're doing something like a dot, it doesn't need a lot of pressure. But when you're doing something that's an inch square or a couple of centimetres square, that needs a lot of pressure to and a lot of heat to get that impression. So it's very difficult to block by hand, that sort of thing. We try to avoid it if we can. Because most of our books are restored books, so we don't like adding anything to them. The only time we do any major blocking will be on what we call a clamshell box, which is used to house the actual item. Yeah, so we're more for the restoration. So yeah, we tend not to add things that, that don't need adding or wasn't in the original.